may have been cancelled by some people, but we absolutely love her. Her name is Lady Zamar. This is Party in Heaven on a Throwback Thursday on Rise FM Lunch. Dumela motwa ka ke nalili wa gaba ko fade, also known as Salt. It feels so good to be here. I get excited, especially for Thursdays, because now what we started doing on our podcast platform on risefm.co.za is on Thursdays we load some podcasts of some throwback shows that we have done on Rise FM Lunch. So do make time and check them out. Maybe later on today. Right now, we're about to get into our top five stories making noise from the net, giving you an idea of what to talk about during lunch. I'll give you something to talk about this coming lunchtime. Right, so first up on noise from the net is Google. Yeah, Google. Google has added 15 more African languages on voice search, typing with voice on Gboard and voice input on Translate. It's really good news if you ask me. Enabling voice input across these products offers approximately 300 million more people across Africa the freedom to interact with the web and communicate with friends and family using the modality that comes most naturally to many, which is obviously their voice. Now, as of July 2024, Google Translate supported 9 South African languages, and it's quite fascinating to see which languages in the country are widely used. You'll be happy to know English is a widely spoken language in the country. I'm pretty sure you already knew that. But did you know that Sepedi is the 5th most spoken language in South Africa? And then Xhosa. Xhosa is the 2nd most widely spoken language in South Africa, with isiZulu the most spoken language in South Africa. Some interesting details, isn't it? Our next story and noise from the net here on Rise FM Lunch with me, Lily Wakamakofane, is Mini Dlamini. So Mini Dlamini is turning up the heat on her style game for hosting duties of the 30th annual South African Music Awards. And she's promising that there will be no ball gowns or tralala as part of her wardrobe selection. Viewers should expect lots of skin, as she has opted for edgy and cool fashion by channeling some female musicians. I take it one of those is definitely going to be Beyonce. And maybe even Tyler, is she inspired by her? I don't know. So Mini Dlamini is working closely with veteran comedian David Kau as one of the script writers for the awards, who also apparently will be helping her with funny jokes for the night. She says she plans to make fun of people, and she's done being nice and being made fun of. So for a change, she too will be making fun of people in attendance. The ceremony is scheduled to take place on the 2nd of November 2024 at Galena Convention Center in Midrand in Gauteng. Here's an interesting one for you. Our third story on making noise from the net is Chidima Adetshina. So a group called the Progressive Forces has launched a petition to stop Miss Universe Nigeria, Chidima Adetshina, from competing in the international pageant due to criminal charges that she and her Mozambican-born mother could be facing for allegedly stealing people's identities. Ne? So on Tuesday, the Department of Home Affairs announced that Adetshina and her mother's South African identity and travel documents would be revoked after they failed to justify the validity of their documents. Despite this, Adetshina arrived in Mexico on Wednesday, we spoke about this yesterday, on a Nigerian passport to compete in the pageant, which will be taking place in November. So this particular petition, which was launched on Wednesday, has garnered more than 500 signatures within a day, I tell you. So these ones are arguing, Jorge, allowing her to participate could compromise the organization's integrity, which is more or less the same thing that happened with Miss South Africa, if you remember very, very well.
I just said yesterday, what if she actually wins this one? But it looks like some people are like, hey, stopping her from even taking part in this pageant. We will wait and see. You'll be the first to know if there's any developments on this story.
So next up on noise from the net here on Rise FM Lunch is Zboo September. The name should sound familiar. So what started off as a simple accessory has now become a symbol of African excellence, expanding into high quality fashion with a heartfelt social mission, right? Zboo September, the brains behind the much loved and colorful skinny Zboo socks, has now ventured into a new direction, offering premium women's stocking. Because not only the gents want socks on Father's Day, also women need socks on Mother's Day. The 33-year-old entrepreneur and founder of Africa's leading sock brand, Skinny Smooth Socks, said he was now expanding into women's range, introducing premium stockings over 10 years of exclusively focusing on men's socks and homeware. As a matter of fact, we got the juice on an interview he recently did.
You don't meet your targets.
Well, what do you want to
happen? What I want to happen right now, I need 2019, to keep the business up and be profitable, I need a cash injection of 5 million rands.
Chulani,
I don't need solutions.
I need
5 million rands.
Business.
I'm an angry black man.
No. Okay.
Give our people the money they need to grow their businesses. Just do it. Just do it. All right, enough of the politics. Let's close off noise from the net here on Rise FM. Lunch with me, Lily Yuakamokofani. So finally, we have Scary Movie making noise on our list of stories making noise from the net. So Marlon Wayans, which you probably know from one of the Scary Movies, right? He has confirmed that him and his brothers are returning for the iconic Scary Movie franchise. We're super excited about this one. Taken to Instagram, Wayans shared a photo of himself with the familiar ghost face style villain, obviously signaling the revival of the series that parodied horror classics such as Scream and I Know What You Did Last Summer. Captioning the post, "We're back nearly after 20 years and the Wayans brothers are finally going to give fans what they've been asking for. A return for Scary Movie franchise. We're looking forward to having fun on the big screen." I don't know if you're looking forward to watching because they're all grown up now. I don't know if they're still as funny as they used to be back in the day, but we'll have to wait and see, right?
Hello.
Wanna have a little fun?
Who's this?
Do you like scary movies?
You thought the terror was over.
Oh, I'ma tell y'all the rules to survive this situation. Rule number one:
don't answer the phone.
I'm in the house.
Do you know where I am?
You're behind the couch. I can see your feet.
What?
Don't talk to reporters.
The press only wants to interview the most ignorant person they can find.
Oh, gee! First cops, now this?
And whatever you do, don't be afraid to rise to the occasion.
Yeah!
Scary Movie.
I don't know about you, but I don't find any of the Wayans brothers actually scary. I just look at them and they just make me laugh. Always, all the time. So in case you didn't know, over the years, the Scary Movie comedies grossed more than 15.7 billion rands worldwide through five movies alone, making it one of the highest grossing R-rated horror comedy franchises of all time. Emphasis on comedy, but yes, it is horror. But also want to find out from you on the show today, Rise FM Lunch, is what genre of movies do you normally enjoy watching? Are you want to watch horror movies? Do you watch thrillers? Do you watch comedy? Do you watch drama? Boring. Or do you watch, I don't know, what else is there? Share with us the science fiction as well and a whole lot more. So you're sharing that on @RiseFM943. Otherwise, send us your voice note on our WhatsApp line 072-885-7702. Welcome to Rise FM Lunch.
Born and bred in Mpumalanga. This is Rise FM. Oh,